Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, tell us about who you are again. Now, we've been doing these shows for a long time, and some of the people may think they know who you are, but let's let people really know who you are again.
Well, thank you, Roy. It's good to be here, and you know, I'm not a pastor or a preacher. I don't have theological degrees, but I love Jesus, and I am a professional artist. He made me a professional artist, but then he called me to be what people say is an evangelist. And then I believe I even heard the Holy Spirit himself say to me, "You're an evangelist," when I asked him the question, "What am I, God?" And so I think I'm an artist that is an evangelist.
Versus an evangelist being an artist. The difference is that you have to sell that art to make money,
yeah.
And there's nobody paying you a salary to be an evangelist.
Yeah, that's
that
kind of like
right?
The Apostle
I
Paul.
That?
I mean, he made tents back in the old days to do his pay for his ministry, and I make artwork.
To be able to pay for your ministry.
To be able to pay for the ministry and allows us to build a kingdom.
Well, you know, something that has become an anchor of the show every week is our Miracle of the Week, and I look forward to that. So share that with us. What is our Miracle of the Week?
Okay, well, you know, the good news about the Lord is he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, so he is still working miracles. And a lot of people don't know that or realize that. Even in the Christian community, some don't really realize that he's still doing supernatural things, and we don't understand it all, but we know he's a good God. And this week, you know, this past week was something kind of funny happened that, you know, people have set up at the cross where people are experiencing the visible glory of God up there. Thousands of people are being sprinkled with what looks like glitter up by the cross, and it's the Spirit of God. And Isaiah 60 talks about the glory will rise upon you. Anyways, you know, we've had a few people accuse us that we got a glitter machine that's throwing glitter off the top of the cross. And that is
now,
not true.
That's not what I thought of yet, but I guess that could
but
be
let me
possible.
Tell you what, the miracle of the week this week is we have down at the bottom, 3/4 of a mile away from the cross, at our little office that we got on the property, We have our administrators at work there in the office, and for the Coming King Foundation, one of them is Debbie McCauley. And so she's in the office, three-quarters of a mile away from the cross, and we're just talking about the business of the foundation and what we need to do, and I look at her face, and she's getting covered in the glory of God. It's just forming on her face. And I pointed out to her, and we look at her, and it's all over her arms. And the same thing happens to Nancy Redhead also there at the office. And again, they never went up to that cross, but that time in the day, and God had already covered them. And then the next day I come in, and I look again, and there she is, covered in the glory. And then I came in the third day, and there it was again, and this time it was a big piece on her nose. So I went ahead and said, "Can I take a picture of you this time?" And she said, "Go ahead." So she let me take a great picture of me pointing to the big sparkle on her between her nose, and she's cross-eyed looking at my finger doing this.
And so, this is Debbie or
this
Nancy?
Is Debbie. This Debbie. Is Debbie, yeah. And so the truth is God's still doing things that are amazing, supernatural things, and that glory is really just to, you know, to bless his kids and to make people ask about him and ask about who he is. It's a great conversation starter when you see glory, you know, glitter forming on you or somebody else out of the blue as you're talking about Jesus.
Especially if you're inside a building.
Yeah, especially if you're inside
a
building.
So if they were doing something to distribute it from the top of the cross, obviously couldn't make it through.
Exactly, exactly. So that's one of the fun things. And thousands of people, Roy, are experiencing this miracle out there day and night.
And this is all going on at the cross in Kerrville. Just ask anybody where it's at. Let's talk a little bit more about the subject of healing. Let's go a little deeper into that.
You know, it's such a big subject, and I'm not a preacher and a theologian. I'm not a doctor, but I've read the Bible a number of times, and I've, by the grace of God, after Sherry and I prayed for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and we've seen the supernatural miracle of the gift of healing happen. And it's a controversial subject. To many, because nobody has all the answers. And if you run into somebody that says they have all the answers, you need to quickly hold your wallet, and because nobody really understands this. There's a mystery to God, but God is still supernaturally healing people today. And
you know that especially because of the encounters that we all have with folks at the cross.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and it's happening over and over with people, and some people go in there and they get healed. Some the healing process begins. Sometimes it's emotional inner healing. Other times it's physical.
Let me ask you, why do some Christians don't believe in healing?
You know, a lot of Christians, I think, have closed the door on a miracle working God, that they will believe that he can supernaturally get them to earth, to heaven, but they don't go any further than that. And I think the reason is that they've not seen or recognize miracles working in their lives.
It hasn't happened to them.
It hasn't happened to them. And so in a lot of cases, they create a theology that of a God that can take them to heaven, but he does not capable of working miracles.
Which is interesting.
And usually that belief system is often the cause of a wound or from a wound that they've been hurt as a child or something like that.
So they believe doctors can heal, but not God.
Right, right. And that's, you know, that's rather ironic. I mean, when God started healing people, when Sherry and I prayed for them, and we were Southern Baptists, I mean, this freaked everybody out at our church and us. And I remember one of them.
They did.
You know, and we had
I'm
one,
laughing because my background is Southern Baptist.
Yeah, one of our doctor friends was Phil Webb, and he was very serious about his faith in God, and he was just amazed at the stories his friend was coming up with. But we had another doctor in church and his wife, and I remember they were incensed. Even the wife got angry at Sherry and I because we told the story of God healing somebody, and she had built up a theology where her God didn't do that. And so, but the truth is, he still does, and he works through a lot of different ways, and we should rejoice when somebody gets healed, however they get healed, whether it's from the doctors or through the Lord.
Well, will they ever see miracles or healing?
You know, Jesus said, if you don't believe it, you're not going to see it. He says,
so belief is very important part of it.
Well, he said, without faith.
Faith is, you got to faith.
And it's got to be faith in God, faith in Jesus, faith in the Holy Spirit. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So until believers take that next step of really taking Jesus at his word, they're not going to see it. Now, they may see it around them, but then they won't recognize it. They'll think it's fake. They'll think it's psychological. They'll think the people are nuts. But until you take that step of faith and believe the words of Jesus, you're not going to see his healing or his miracles.
So Christians can miss supernatural healings.
Yeah, I mean, it happens every day. I mean, Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. And you know, one thing that we've learned is God's, first of all, is a lot closer than any doctor. He's a lot less expensive. And when he heals, it's no pain. So we've learned if we got something wrong with us first, we ask God to heal us. The Bible says
God first.
We go to God first. That's right. And if it doesn't get healed, we go to a doctor, you know, and the doctor's got to eat. And so often we'll wind up witnessing to the doctors and the dentists that we go to.
Sometimes it's a partnership.
Yes.
We're using God and the doctor.
Exactly. But go to him first.
Okay, how do we not miss out on God's miracles?
Well, you got to get in. You got to get in the position to receive from the Lord, and that's really with open hands. And if you're mad and angry at God for something in your life, and you got a fist that you're shaking at him, that's not a good way to receive. And so, what we've done is at the garden, we've set up some plaques inside the cross. And they basically simplify what the Bible says in the Old Testament and the New Testament about healing. And so we put it in order where people can get in the ideal position so they're most likely to receive a supernatural healing from the Lord.
Because it's right in the center of the cross.
Yeah, right.
Can you read some of those?
Yeah, let me just take a second.
Plaque.
Yeah, and this is at the cross in Kerrville, inside the 77-foot cross. This is the third plaque. But you can also find it on our website, thecomingkingfoundation.org or the Cross at Kerrville. And these plaques are there. We actually have people getting healed reading the plaques on the internet. But basically, here's the nine things. Get saved. That means have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Get born again. Give your life to him. Then get empowered. Receive the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit that are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then you must forgive, and it's essential to forgive people. Jesus, I forgave you. You got to forgive everyone. And that blocks about 50% of the people that don't get healed because they have unforgiveness. So if you can't forgive somebody, you say, God, please give me the power to forgive, and he does it. And Sherry and I have seen that over and over and over. And then you renounce and break any curses that you've spoken in your life. And there are curses that we say ourselves. There are curses that we take. There are curses that speak against us. You break those curses in the name of Jesus because we do not want any curses operating in our lives. And finally, we rebuke the enemy, the devil. The devil is involved in evil in this world, in disease and in illness. So you rebuke the evil one and the demons that are attached and command him to leave you alone, and you're covered by the blood of Jesus. Finally, you ask God to heal you. You ask. You have to ask. And that's simple. It can be simple. It doesn't have to be religious, but you ask him to heal you. And then finally, you commit. You commit to walk in his ways. And after you do that, then you thank him. And you thank him for the healing even before you see evidence of it, because he's a good father, he loves his kids, and he always hears the prayers. And then you trust him with those results.
So do some people just get healed?
Yeah. Some people actually just go into that cross and that they read those prayers, they pray those things, and they get right with the Lord, and they get healed. And it's physical, it's emotional, psychological. Again, like we said, we like 18 people now have canceled suicide after going inside that cross and praying those prayers.
And what else should they do?
Well, you know, after you get your miracle, you ought to tell people about it. You ought to witness about it. I mean, the Bible says by the word of their testimony, they defeated the works of Satan. And so you have to give testimony of what God did for you. So when you get a miracle or a healing, tell somebody. And because he acknowledges you because you acknowledge him.
Now, this is real important. A lot of people go up there and they view all this and they don't get healed. What about that? What happens
okay,
then?
Well, that's part of the mystery. And only God knows everything. But if you do these things, the plaque says, and that puts you in the right spiritual position to receive healing from God. But as we were discussing on the drive up to San Antonio today, sometimes healing does not come in the way we want and when we want. But God uses us, and so we have to have the profession of faith like, the three guys that went into the furnace. Our God can deliver us. Our God can heal us. But if he chooses not to, for whatever reason we don't understand, we know he loves us and he's working through our lives. And so that's what we have to be as Christians, is we ask for the miracles, we ask for the healing, and it's God's will to heal. Because if it's not God's will to heal, we shouldn't be going to doctors. You know, I mean, you know, so if it's okay to go to doctors, it should be okay to go to your Heavenly Father and ask him. But then you trust him with what results he gives you.
And that's part of it. You have to trust.
Yeah, and you can keep asking, too.
And saying, you know, I have trust and faith in you that you're going to heal me when the time is right.
Yep.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't keep asking.
Right. No, that's
but God has the knowledge, and I've had situations in my life, as I know you have, that had I got what I asked for from God at the time, it really wasn't been in my best interest.
Right.
And it wasn't in hindsight till I saw the big picture.
Sure. And it's often a timing thing where God's got a lot of things he does. He is a master. And so timing alone, sometimes it's better. He waits for the healing to heal you in front of a whole bunch of people. Then all these people have a testimony right. and get blessed. And so we found that happening many, many times.
Well, quickly, before we run out of time, share a little bit about what's happening at the Cross. You got a lot of wonderful things, a lot of progress, a lot of things being made up there.
Yeah, thousands of people are coming, Roy. And again, the garden's not all the way finished yet. But in the first 4 months of 2015, we actually had more people visit the garden unfinished than the entire population of Kerrville. Like 27,000 is our estimate. We got a digital counter now that counts all the cars. But, I mean, the people are coming. We continue to build the garden as funds come in and as they're donated. And, again, it's all free, all nonprofit. And we just welcome everybody to come and come see what God's doing up there.
And if people are listening to our voice right now, and they either would like to learn more about the Cross or like to see how they could get involved as a volunteer or contribute in some way financially, what is the website and how do they go about
that? Okay, we've got a couple of websites you can use. One of them is just simply thecrossatkerrville.org. And then the main flagship website is thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
And they can communicate through there, and someone will be back in touch with
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, folks. I'm back again this week with some more great quotes. Tommy and I were so struck by the power of the Holy Spirit and his anointing the day we visited the grounds. We so desire to be a part in some way, even if it is just praying for the completed work of the Lord. Thank you for listening and obeying the Lord, for it has been a blessing to my husband and me. This is from Tommy and Donna Guillory in Kerrville, Texas. The next one is from a very dear friend. He happens to be the owner of Eagle Bronze in Wyoming, and he has done all of our bronzes for us. And he says, I've been casting bronze sculptures for over 26 years, and we have cast around 5,000 monuments. This one, the empty cross, is different. This one leaves me without words. We are part of something here much bigger than us. It's by far the most significant project we have ever been part of. This is the beginning of something very big for God to begin a new chapter. It's very, very significant. The cross will transcend the garden, Kerrville, and Texas. It will have a world impact. People will draw to it supernaturally. People will feel that they have to go there and they have to see it. And this is Monty Paddleford, the owner of Eagle Bronze. This is the beginning of something big. This is from Pastor Sherry Peterson from Christian Family Church in Owatonna, Minnesota. And they call it the home of the second sculpture prayer garden because they're beginning the garden right now and they have the life-size Coming King. There comes a time in everyone's life that the guidance and control that can only come from God's loving hands is needed, and spiritual places such as here gives a place of solitude and peace that is needed for by those and us in need. This is just my way of saying thank you for providing this beautiful place, showing the world how beautiful and wonderful God's love is. And last of all, I have the Coming King prayer gardens are an inspiration to me on several levels. First, the cross is a symbol of an open invitation to a relationship with God, and as such is a powerful inspiration of forgiveness and peace. Secondly, the sculptures and artwork make the prayer garden a place that will draw many people to see heroic historical events in dramatic portrayal, making them even more relevant to our life today. Finally, the challenge accepted by Max Greiner in beginning this project and then persevering against all odds sets him apart as not only an artist, but a contemporary man of heroic vision and determination. Frankly, we need many more like him. God bless Max Greiner. This is from a friend in Dallas. His name is Richard Scott.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Y.O. Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Y.O. Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, yoranchhotel.com, that's yoranch.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a friend of the cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever worked miracles, he still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Greiner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.